And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 29th of March, 2007. It's the birthday of Alexandra Fuller, born in Glossop, England, 1969. She grew up in Rhodesia, which is now Zimbabwe. Her parents were white settlers there, and they were involved in the civil war between the white government and the black nationalists. By the time the girl was 7 years old, she'd learned how to strip, clean, load, and fire a machine gun. She wrote a memoir about growing up called Don't Let's Go to the Dogs Tonight. It was a big success, came out in 2002, in which her mother told her, "Don't come creeping into our room at night because we sleep with loaded guns, and if you startle us when we're sleeping, we might shoot you." It's the birthday of Eric Idle, born in South Shields, Durham, England, 1943, one of the 6 founding members of Monty Python, who specialized in playing old ornery women and creepy old men and annoying talk show hosts. Author as well of a play, Pass the Butler, and a couple of novels, Hello Sailor and The Road to Mars. It's the birthday of Howard Lindsay, born in Waterford, New York, 1889, born Herman Nelke. He worked for years with the playwright Russell Crouse, and their biggest hit was Life with Father, opened on Broadway in 1939 with Howard Lindsay as Father. Ran for 7 years, the longest-running play in the history of Broadway. Howard Lindsay, who said, "Every so often we pass laws repealing human nature." It's the birthday of Eugene McCarthy, born in Watkins, Minnesota, 1921, U.S. Senator, candidate for the Democratic nomination for president, and also a poet, author of Ground Fog and Night, and Other Things and the Aardvark, died in December of 2005. Eugene McCarthy, who said, "Being in politics is like being a football coach. You have to be smart enough to understand the game and dumb enough to think it's important." And it was on this day in 1886, John Pemberton of Atlanta, Georgia, perfected his headache and hangover remedy, which he'd cooked up over a fire in his backyard. It contained coca leaves and extract of kola nut, and he advertised it as an esteemed brain tonic and intellectual beverage. He'd been making something from wine called Pemberton's French wine coca, but Atlanta had just passed a prohibition law, so he had to come up with something that didn't have alcohol in it. And he came up with this new elixir, which he sweetened with sugar. His bookkeeper suggested that he name the beverage Coca-Cola. He sold Coca-Cola for a while, and the following year the prohibition law was repealed, so Pemberton decided Coca-Cola was a losing proposition, and he sold off his interest, and he went on to other things. Here's a poem for today by Naomi Shihab Nye, entitled The Art of Disappearing. When they say, "Don't I know you?" say, "No." When they invite you to the party, remember what parties are like before answering. Somebody telling you in a loud voice they once wrote a poem, greasy sausage balls on a paper plate, then reply. If they say, "We should get together," say, "Why?" It's not that you don't love them anymore. You're trying to remember something too important to forget. Trees, the monastery bell at twilight. Tell them you have a new project. It will never be finished. When someone recognizes you in a grocery store, nod briefly and become a cabbage. When someone you haven't seen in 10 years appears at the door, don't start singing him all your new songs. You will never catch up. Walk around feeling like a leaf. Know you could tumble any second. Then decide what to do with your time. The Art of Disappearing by Naomi Shihab Nye, from her collection Words Under the Words, published by the 8th Mountain Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of favorite poets, readings, guides, audio recordings, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. Production assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.